Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Man, 901 on Monday morning. Look at us. It's the 20th day of October.
Look at us.
She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Did you see the J-Lo stuff where she's like, I never felt loved by any of my exes, and it's all their fault.
I don't want to talk mess about
I do.
J-Lo because I love her. But girl, you can't tell me four men didn't love you right. You can't say four men did not love you right.
Just four. You know what I mean? It's way more than that.
Yeah.
So she goes, what I learned, here's what I'll tell you. If it's an interview situation, if it's whatever else, there's two J-Los.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. She has been fantastic to me on this show. I have a very good friend that was kind of charged with, he didn't realize what they were doing to him. But with her record company, when she became J-Lo.
Yeah.
And doesn't have a lot of nice things to say.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I believe there's two. I believe there's two.
Yeah.
So now presented without comment, you know what I mean? Presented without prejudice.
Sure.
Okay. J-Lo says what I learned, although I kind of already showed my cards, but whatever. What I learned is that it's not that I'm not lovable. It's that they're not capable. They don't have it in them. They need to appreciate the little person inside of them. They need to love them.
Yeah.
Now, out of all, so what is it? Who did you? Mark Anthony, Ben twice.
Yeah. There was her backup dancer.
Ohani Noah, and then Chris, whatever. Yeah, Chris backup.
That's right.
Ohani Noah was just a dude, right?
Yeah, but he was really hot.
Right. Well, he's the one that's standing up for the exes.
Good.
Ohani Noah says, let me just say, stop putting us down. Stop putting me down with your victim card. The problem is not us, not me. The problem, you.
Oof.
Then he accused her of being unfaithful. You were the one who couldn't keep it in your pants. You had been loved, quote, loved a few times. You've been married 4 times, and I've had countless relationships in between. You've had good relationships. Me, for example. I was good to you. I'm too good of a man for you.
Woo.
Noah said J-Lo lied and cheated and chose fame and fortune over him. Mm-hmm. And yet she begged him to stay when he finally had enough. He left her because she didn't want bad press.
Oh, God.
He asked her to, quote, tell the truth for once. Oh, this is back to him. Tell the truth for once. Let people know that you are the problem. You should be embarrassed and ashamed of yourself. Here's the thing. Would you be more likely, honest to God, if she would have come out and said that?
Mm-hmm.
If she would have said, you know what I've learned? I'm not good at this.
Period.
I suck at this. Man, they were all really great. Of course, I loved them.
100%.
I wasn't mature enough. You know, whatever. And then whatever she says after that.
Yeah, because nobody cares that she's been married 4 times. No one's judging her. No one thinks anything like that.
Oh, that's not true.
Well, I'm not.
I'm judging.
I'm not.
We're judging.
No.
There's a lot of people judging.
Okay, fair. I'm not. Where I judge is like, girl, you can't really blame 4 men and not take any accountability. Like, they didn't know how to love the little me. It's you. Girl, you're the problem, baby.
Mark Anthony. Did we mention Mark Anthony?
Yes.
Your boy.
My boy.
Your boy brings his own Bud Light.
Yes, he does.
To nowhere.
In a red-white cooler.
You can't get along with Mark Anthony. You can't get along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
right?
You don't think there's anything wrong with you, Jay?
That's the thing. They're not capable. The little person inside of, what are you doing?
Yeah, I hate this. I hate it.
But if she would have flipped it and she'd have gone, you know what? I just suck at relationships. It's hard for me. It's hard to love me. It's hard to love me. I got a lot of things I got to work on.
She would have won us back.
We love redemption. We love redemption. Her and Ben Affleck is redemption. I don't understand. Like,
no.
Be honest.
No. She beat him.
Crazy.
No, I don't know physically. I don't know about that part. But I mean, you know what I mean? She beat him down.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Exhausted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not into it.
Yeah, I playing the victim. Good for Ohani Noah.
Yeah, I love
it. And then there is commentary with this. It says, I'm guessing Jennifer won't respond because, you know, who the hell is Ohani Noah? No, that's the guy. That is the guy. Because we all know. We all know. We know who Ohani Noah is because she married him.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried. There was something in her that was trying to, let me try this with somebody who's not a celebrity.
Right.
Let me try this with somebody who's not in showbiz.
Yeah.
Oh, that didn't work either. And she cheated on him.
That's crazy.
He said she cheated on him.
Yeah. Once you've had enough, you're going to say something. I feel like he's been quiet for a long time. And he's finally like, okay, like stop lying on all of us.
Problem is you.
Yeah.
Wild. I don't know. Just wanted to stretch out on that a little bit. Mm-hmm. And my favorite part of it, Michaela's like, I'm not judging. Adrian and I immediately go,
No,
we're judging. Always. Judgy or not, thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Coming up in moments on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Yeah, this is kind of cool. First pick coming up in just a minute. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? One bite. Everybody knows the rules. One bite. Yeah, one thing. I'm just gonna get hosed by my own. By my own rule.
But I have to say it again. You crushed all weekend long with some of the coolest stuff, dude. You got to take that minute.
That's very sweet.
Because sometimes you have weekends where we're like, nothing. I hung out with my wife and that was rad. And then other times you're like, well, actually, I saved the world.
Didn't even realize it.
Yeah. Raised a bunch of money, fived out. Yeah.
I like this. We haven't heard one. Have you noticed? We haven't heard one word from Adrian. Not one, not a snort, not a breath.
Where's your eye?
You guys are vibing.
Nothing. In fact,
you guys vibe.
He shut his mic off.
Get over here.
Yeah, what's going on?
Nothing.
All right, you good?
You guys are vibing. So, you know, lend the conversation.
Well, you're part of it.
Yeah.
Just saying.
Oh, we got Michaela's event. You got a busy weekend too. You guys both had a busy weekend as well.
Did you miss us?
Jack, did you?
No. We had some good things too.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, did you miss us, Adrian, or what?
I'm glad to be here.
Just don't be needy.
I mean, actually, it's a lot. That's a lot.
Let me pull back.
The day's awful.
No, but really, did you miss us? No.
Seriously.
Listen, we got a $50 Smart and Final gift card. This was great. Smart and Final. So ordinarily, this might not be something that we would do. But Smart and Final said, look, we've got Halloween candy but out the yang.
Smart.
Come to us. We'll give you a $50 gift card, and not for nothing. You know, I mean, just shopping in general right now.
Yeah.
So we've got a $50 Smart and Final gift card that we'll do for first pick in a minute. More Jonas Brothers tickets, more Doja Cat tickets, and our sister station down the hall on the other side of the building. Q100.5 does their Love Affair concert right around Valentine's Day. Makes a lot of sense.
Yes.
Blackstreet Genuine, Baby Bash, MC Magic, Frankie J, Rolls Royce, GQ, and Peaches and Herb.
Oh,
old school, baby.
Uh-huh. Frankie J.
And we've got tickets for that out of all of them. Yeah, because did you know him when he lived here?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
We did a thing. We took Frankie J to people's backyards. Are you having a backyard party? And we just literally boop, boop, and hit like five of them.
Oh, my God. That's amazing.
Too fun. Anyway, tickets for that, all of that coming up later. $50 Smart and Final gift card. Absolute best part of your weekend coming up next.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, let's go. 702-364-9898. Be specific. What was the absolute best part of your weekend? Michaela Gordon, narrow it down. Go.
Okay, I think this weekend, me and my dad, Rocky G, had another big adventure. I took him to his first Vegas Golden Knights game. And my dad is so funny because he acts very nonchalant, but I know he's screaming inside. And so we got to sit in the suite because we had, we were all together. And
our birdies at Terribles because we're doing stuff for them.
Yeah.
They invited us all to go.
Mm-hmm.
And it was really great. I'm glad because this is what I would have picked for you.
Yeah.
If you're going to say what I think you're going to say.
Yeah. So we got to hang out. My dad felt so fancy and cool. But during the point where they do messages... On the big, what is it, TV? The big...
On Nitron.
On Nitron, okay. They welcomed Rocky G to the fortress. And then afterwards, they said, we love and miss you, Sherry, which is my stepmom who passed 3 months ago. And it just made my dad feel so good.
May I have a little context?
Yeah.
Just that I know this is your story.
No, please.
I don't mean to butt no, in, but if I may. Our friend Christina Tong. May be the best person,
nicest human
that you will ever meet.
That's right.
And she listens to the show. She knows all the stories.
Mm-hmm.
She's also our friend. She is also the one who makes all the graphics that go up on Nitron.
Mm-hmm.
So not for nothing. So this pops up and it says, we love you, Sherry, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then the follow up where it's, and one of our guys is in the, by the way, if you got a friend who's got a suite, take advantage of
that. Oh, it's so cool.
That's the way to do it. I realized I've never seen a hockey game from a suite.
Yeah, same.
Ever. Mm-hmm. Anywhere.
Yeah, it was great.
So he's filming and I'm like, what are you doing, weirdo? And so then I lean over to Michaela and I go, did you pay for that? How much? Because, you know, they charge. No, Christina.
Yeah, listen, she DM'd me and she said, I want to make a message for your dad. I said, go for it. That's so fun. She did. Then my dad got such a kick out of it. When my dad gets emotional, he starts laughing. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. He started laughing so hard. Then I started laughing so hard that he threw himself back thinking there was an armrest. You guys, he threw himself off the couch and onto the floor.
I missed it. When was that?
It was like 30 minutes after, and our boss, Gina, was behind him, and she was like, what's going on? My dad sat up so quick, and he goes, and I'm sober. And I was like, just sit down and shut up. Stop messing around. Hey, now you've embarrassed me. Threw yourself off the couch.
Medical emergency in suite 30.
Look away.
Medical emergency. Medical emergency.
Yeah, my dad's first game like a psycho. But it was awesome. We had the best time. And I love hanging out with my dad, so it was great.
And Christina, we love you.
Thank you, Christina. We love you.
Just the best. Mm-hmm. Like, if it's ever, we do Aces together, too. And so, if it's my birthday, she will be the one. She'll be the one.
Yeah.
To engineer that.
Yeah, she makes it special.
Yeah, she's just really the best human. Adrian, absolute best part of your weekend.
Well, first off, I love you guys got some team bonding in over the weekend at the game. Yes. For me,
don't be petty right now.
I wasn't petty. No, I love it. Team bonding.
Are you being bitter?
Gina, everybody was in there. That was fantastic. That was amazing.
We got invited by Terribles.
Shout out to you guys. I'm just saying. It's teamwork. It's bonding. A video that I posted is like the most 300,000 views in like a weekend. That's ever happened for me on YouTube.
Oh, my God.
So that was huge. Oh. Unexpected, too, because it wasn't like very...
What video?
Salacious. It was an interview clip that I did. One of a wrestler. His name's AJ Styles. He's retiring. He announced he's retiring next year after John Cena. So just him talking about the retirement, he got a little emotional, I guess. But it was cool.
Was that at WrestleMania when you guys went without me?
When? What do you mean?
I'm just kidding.
Oh, look at you being petty. Don't be petty. I love you guys having team bonding.
Well, congratulations.
Well, congratulations. Now let me flip it to you. What was your best part of your amazing week?
Man.
Weekend?
Rocked it.
Okay. NF Hope concert was awesome yesterday. We had huge fundraising goals and hit them, which I didn't think we would, and we did. That's always one of the best days of the year. Aces parade and everything. They literally tossed me the keys and said, "Get out, just get after it."
So fun.
I had a guideline for what to do, but not a script. And they just said, just go. And I looked over at one point. I looked over and I said, more, less? And they're like, more.
Yes.
Just more. Do more. And I was like, okay, if that's what you think. And then Crime Mob. So Nuck, if you buck, sorry, I don't have a clip. I should have a clip. But Crime Mob is what the Aces come out and warm up
and
to.
And it hypes you up.
Right. So Crime Mob came and did the song live. Which then the whole team came out and were dancing and wilding out a little bit. And then Maya did 20 minutes. And
I
then,
know, I loved that.
And Ludacris did about 30 minutes.
So great.
Yeah, and it was just...
It looked incredible.
But Saturday night was awesome. Again, shout out to Terribles and then NF Hope concert. So 702-364-9898. All you got to do is tell us, be specific. And tell us what the absolute best part of your weekend was, and we'll get you a $50 Smart and Final gift card. Deal? Deal. Do it right now. Let's go. We, Michaela and I don't talk a whole lot off the air because I'm weird about it. I don't want to waste all the good stuff.
We don't even talk during the weekend. We do not speak until we get here, waste any of our stories.
Because you won't answer your phone.
Yeah, but I don't want to give everything away.
Well, and we're busy.
Yeah.
No, and we're busy, but we've fallen into that. There are a million times when I want to pick up the phone, you know, for both of you guys.
Yeah.
And I realize, no, save it for the show.
Same.
And all that. So, Michaela and I are in here like two seventh graders that just got hot tea. You know what I mean? On that bitch in fourth period. You know what I'm saying?
The first pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
First pick. Okay, let's start off. First
things first. On 98.5 KLUC. Right.
So who is it that I've left hanging on hold for, you know, forever?
That'll be Josh Narduzzi.
Doggone it, Josh. I'm sorry, bro.
Sorry, dude.
Yeah, we didn't mean it.
We're standing by the lockers hanging out. Passing notes, baby.
Yeah. Michaela and I were just like, because it was a pretty crazy weekend. You doing all right?
I am doing all right.
My man, so if you had to narrow it down, be specific. What was the absolute best part of your weekend?
It was yesterday. I went to the When We Were Young festival.
Yes!
What band did you go? I mean, I know you went to go see everybody, but there had to have been one band that you were like, oh my God, I can't wait for this.
Panic at the Disco.
Yes,
yeah, I played my favorite song with "Don't Threaten Me with a Good Time."
Sure, and Vegas guys, it's always special. It's always, you know, it's like you can't miss a killer show.
Yeah,
if they play here, you just can't.
Yeah, where I live in my backyard, me and Lisa went into the backyard last night and Blink-182 was playing. We could hear from our house.
Yeah.
And it was awesome. They were doing like fireworks. It looked like it was so much fun.
Because it was at the festival grounds like Sahara.
Uh-huh. Yeah,
right Sahara,
Sahara in the Strip.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm right there where it's loud enough that you can like hear.
Rancho and Oki. And yeah, it's not even that far.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah, that's awesome, Josh.
So fun. Did you get in the pit and love? And love say, to quote Kid Rock, did you get in the pit and try and love someone?
No, but a pit opened up in front of me to where I involuntarily got kind of involved in it.
You know what? This is I'm going to use this later for the 177 second survey. I saw a thing that said, "Hang on, I'm finding it." A survey of 1,000 festival attendees from the U.S. and the U.K. found one in five will have a encounter, shall we say? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Do you know, Josh, do you know what I'm talking about? An encounter? Oh, well, they get in the pit. They get in the pit and try and love someone.
Uh-huh.
One in five. One in five, something will happen. Do you think that number, based on what you saw this week, Josh is like, what have I gotten myself into? Can I have my gift card now? I'd like to leave.
I did see a couple people that in that pit end up, yeah.
Yeah. Do you think one in five is too high or too low?
I would say maybe a little low.
Whoa.
Coachella in third place for most hookups. All right, Josh, enjoy your $50 gift card to Smart and Final for Halloween.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks, Josh.
Coachella third, 34% of people who go to Coachella hook up, if I'm reading this right.
Mm-hmm.
What is Download? What is the Download Festival?
I don't know.
It's in Europe.
Yeah?
That's all I know.
That's got that's two in five, 42%. Two out of five people hook up at Download. And Burning Man.
Oh, half. God.
Burning Man.
Oh, yeah.
Half. Dirty, you dirty.
More than half, I bet.
Dinky burners. Unbelievable. Well, congratulations again to Josh. Good feeling stories of the day coming up in just a minute.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Taylor Swift effect. If I find you, like, it's like politics. Sometimes if you're so, on both sides, if you're so, my side's right. Your side's wrong, period. I can't take you seriously.
Yeah.
Also, if you're just a Taylor Swift hater, I can't take you seriously.
True.
The Taylor Swift effect is alive and well, and the Monterey Bay Aquarium is the latest to benefit. We'll take the little otters, Michaela.
Oh, and their hands.
The little otter hands.
Oh, God. You know the ones. You've sent me the memes.
The Monterey Bay Aquarium.
God, I love you.
We'll tell you the story. Good feeling stories of the day coming up.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I laugh all the way to work. Listening to them, laughing with them.
They're always playing a song I like.
Makes me happy.
98.5 KLUC.
Good feeling stories of the day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling. Yeah.
The Taylor Swift effect is real. Don't try to deny it. There are certain things that just make you look like a hater. Now, if you are a hater, you don't care. You're already like, yeah, I'm a hater.
Yeah, own it.
Own it.
And we respect that.
Then fine.
Yeah, fine.
But don't.
Yeah, don't do it just to do it, okay?
Well, and don't deny other people their joy of such things. She wore a Monterey Bay Aquarium t-shirt in a really quick clip from the release party of A Showgirl, the movie.
Uh-huh.
Remember?
Uh-huh.
It's from the 90s, right?
Yeah.
Vintage.
Cute.
Awesome.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, I got to have that shirt.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. If Taylor's wearing it, I got to get that shirt.
It's like Regina George in Mean Girls when she cuts her bra out.
Yes.
You know.
I have no idea what you're talking about, but yes.
Yes, okay.
I'm sure it happened.
I'll show you later.
I'm sure I know what you're talking about, yeah. But I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's fair.
But I support it until you're with my last breath.
Thank you.
So they reissued the shirt, as you can imagine. And now they wanted to restore the sea otter habitat.
Oh, my God.
I know.
You know.
I know. Well, them otters is living large. They raised $2.2 million.
Oh, my God.
How long has it been since the stupid movie came out?
That's beautiful.
3 weeks? 2 weeks?
That is so beautiful.
Adrian, the Chet Buchanan Show research and stats department is checking.
Shenanigans.
Oh, you're not? No, he's not. He is now, but he wasn't. I thought he was. And then they had to go and do this. So the aquarium expressed gratitude to the Swifties for their overwhelming support, which forced them to put the fundraiser t-shirt on back order for the time being. They're working on it. These dopes had to come out and do this. Your response was beyond our wildest dreams.
Oh, my God.
We heard you loud and clear, and we're so grateful for the all too well kind of love this fundraising campaign has received. And apparently you didn't know you had this in common among the many things that you have in common with Taylor Swift.
Sure.
She loves otters.
Oh my God.
I'm
very passionate about the otter community. I'm very happy about this.
She goes, all I really use the internet for, she went on on the New Heights podcast with Travis and Jason.
Mm-hmm.
All I really use the internet for is sourdough. And when Travis shows me videos of otters.
Oh my God.
In his Instagram.
Okay,
algorithm.
I liked her, but now I'm in love with her.
Yeah.
Because I love an otter.
2.2 million.
Yeah, it's been 17 days, by the way.
Yeah.
October 3rd is when the movie came out.
17 days, 2.2 million.
That's so beautiful.
Go ahead, be a hater.
Yeah.
We're going to choose to make that good feeling stories of the day instead.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Wait a minute. It's 7:01, Monday morning, 20th day of October, 2025. She's Makayla Gordon. He's Adrian Hernandez. Finders keepers, right?
Yeah, depending.
$7,400 in cash. Somebody left it on the roof of their car. It fell off the car. They drove off. Some older man picked it up and walked away with it. Cops are looking for it.
Yeah.
Cops are looking for him? Like, it didn't...
Well, it was on somebody else's car. It wasn't on the street.
I would want somebody to give it back to me.
Yeah, same.
But do you have to? Adrian?
No, you do. Matter of fact, my algorithm's been filled with, there's this guy who's doing a prank. He's going to grocery stores and he has fake money in an envelope. And he'll go to someone, hey, you drop this to see what they say.
Oh, I love those kind of shows.
And do you?
Mm-hmm.
And Chet, to you, I mean, I may be a hypocrite, but because it's someone...
You're not a hypocrite.
Because it's someone, I'm like, give the money to them. But if I went to an ATM and the ATM starts spewing out money, I'm keeping that.
A smile creeps over my face as he says that. See, I would be more... Because that's traceable.
Stupidly, by the way, yeah.
Well, no, that's traceable.
I'm still rocking with it.
You have more of a chance of getting busted. Here's some woman Here is a woman who is staying at a nearby inn talking about the crime. Okay.
It's just so sad to think that someone would actually go out there and think it was their money and just pick it all up.
It's just some random lady talking about
it. Yeah, we don't even know her. It wasn't even her money.
I don't care. I just...
Susan got her 4 seconds on camera. That has nothing to do with her.
Susan?
I don't know what her name is.
No, I think you do.
Yeah, listen, if it's on the top of somebody's car, you can't be taking that. That's so shady.
Well, but no, it fell when they drove off.
Yeah, how does he know?
Oh, it fell when it drove off.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Honestly, I thought that happened the other day with that mug that you got me from Disneyland.
Oh, yeah?
I couldn't find it, and I thought maybe I had left it. I thought maybe I had left it on the back, because when I get stuff out of the back of my truck, out of the back seat, I'll set it up there, and I'm shocked that it hasn't happened yet.
Where was it?
It was inside.
Yes.
Safe.
Have you guys ever lost a large sum of money like that?
Yeah.
In a similar fashion?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, $1,000. I'll never forget it.
Yeah, it's happened once to me. I'll never forget it.
Yeah.
How? Tell the story.
It was my fault. It was my first Louis Vuitton bag that I ever bought, and I bought a new one later, years later. It had cash in it. I had made cash off of a gig. I put it in the bag so stupidly. I was at the OC County Fair and a girlfriend of mine had just got a new car. I left the bag in. She locked the door. And by the time we came out, she didn't know how to properly lock it. It was like a brand new car. She thought she did.
Yep.
Someone went in, took the bag with the money in it. Oh my God, I cried for 2 years. I still think about it every single day, actually.
For me, I don't know why I had to get my check cashed. I don't know why it wasn't direct deposit. So I had the money and I had it in my back pocket and taking the bus home from work. When I got up, it fell out. And there was all my rent money. Oh. That was a problem.
Oh, God.
Have you?
I don't think so. I just don't think so. I'd like to participate. I'd like to.
Good for you.
You would think I'd remember.
When I joined our trauma, you're like, nope.
I'd remember.
One time there's a $5 bill and
I also lost $20 once at a basketball game. Never
found money.
I found money.
Big sum.
I found $20 a couple of different times. I did find a $100 bill once, and I wondered what the situation was.
Yeah.
So, here's what's funny. Then when you do that, you can't ask somebody because they'll go, "Yeah, it's mine." So I went, it was at a grocery store.
Uh-huh.
So I took it over to customer service and I said, has anybody asked you if somebody found $100?
Yeah.
And they said, no. And I said, what do you think I should do? She goes, well, you could leave it with me.
Oh my
God. And I said, I don't think so.
No, ma'am.
I said, I'll come back and check in a little bit. And I said, but not with you.
Yeah. Bye, girl.
I'll check with somebody else. And then I realized she would just tell, hey, when that guy comes back,
tell him it's mine.
Take his 100 and we'll split it.
Yeah.
And so I ended up keeping it.
Good for
I kind of hung out. You know, I kind of hung out for a minute.
You looked at faces to see if anyone was extra sad.
Oh, yeah, that's that person.
Like if they go over to customer service. Yeah. What a spot to be in. And now you can't trust anybody now because then it's one of those internet guys. You know, one of those internet guys, one of them TikTok guys.
True. You got to tell the truth.
Trying to make you look like an a-hole.
That's
you
right.
You didn't do anything.
That's right.
People
Everyone's
are
watching.
Good liars, though. Because there was a note in the envelope and it was initials. And then they're like, this is your medicine for this sexual disease. And they're like, yeah, I'm going through some tough things, man. Thank you for finding the money. It's hilarious.
You know what I don't have time for anymore? Internet pranks. Like prank. Like I'm just trying to mess with you. 90% of them are fake.
Yeah, I hate the fakes.
And the other 10%, don't be like that with people. Yeah, don't hurt people. You know what I mean?
Yeah, right. Agreed.
All right, y'all, hear the music. If you, I barely remember this, so I don't know how we would ever expect you to. But when we left last Wednesday, the Slater family was on the verge of a fifth straight win and to become our 28th five-time champion on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. And it didn't happen because Symphony Hill from East Vegas, that name sound familiar? Yeah.
Yeah.
She's a former champion, came in, snatched it right out from under her. So she's the new champ. It's time for you to play against her. Be caller number 25 right now. It's 702-364-9898. I know the question you're asking. What are we playing for, Chet? Well, let me tell you. Two tickets to Jonas Brothers, the Jonas 20 Greetings from Your Hometown Tour, MGM Grand Garden Arena, Thanksgiving weekend, Saturday, November 29th. 702-364-9898. 464-9898 right now. It's Michaela's Hometown Throwdown.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, before we get into this, I meant to ask you this weekend.
Go on, baby.
Do you want to talk to Jessica Simpson?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Stop, I love her.
No, it's done. No, me too. She's doing a show November 8th at Planet Hollywood.
Wait, I love this.
Our friends at Live Nation, who are always very good to us,
mm-hmm.
have asked if we wanted to talk to Jessica. And I'm like, yeah.
Hell yes.
Yeah. And honestly, my first question is, why? What are you doing?
Yeah.
Like, literally, do you think you shouldn't? I'm going to say this now, and this will probably come back to bite me a little bit. You don't think she needs the money, do you?
No. I think she saw her sister, Ashley Simpson, rock it.
That's what I thought.
At Voltaire, and she was like, I got to get on this.
I want to do it. Do you think I could do it?
Yeah, she wants to probably show her two daughters. Mama's got it. She's a rock star. She does got it. She looks so good.
Oh, you're ready for this now.
Yeah, listen, get her on the phone.
No, it's happening.
I know, exactly. Listen, I love Jessica Simpson.
Good.
And I'm not going to play it cool. I mean, I will when we're on the phone with her. Right now, I'm going to tell you.
No, I don't want you to play cool. I don't want you to. I don't.
Okay, good. No. Yeah, love her.
Did her dad pass? Didn't Joe pass? I mean, I'll look all this up.
No, he
didn't. So I'm going to stick my foot in.
No, he's still here.
He's around?
Yeah, he is. Mm-hmm.
Are they estranged?
They've gone back and forth. I think currently they're cool.
He's a cool dude. When she was biggest of the big,
yeah,
you know what I mean. When she was going around doing
that, he was like her manager.
Dukes of Hazzard movie. Oh yeah, no, he was the dadager for real.
Yeah,
but he was great. He was great. He played the game very well.
Love that.
All right, good. So if you're in on Jessica Simpson,
I'm in. Thank you.
Yeah, I thought you'd like that.
I do.
We'll show prep on the air. So Wednesday morning, y'all. Wednesday morning. No, and if you'd have said no, I hate her, I'd have been like. Well, we're doing it anyway.
Yeah.
But no, I probably would have passed.
But I won't too.
No, I probably would have passed. Did you find us? Okay. Kim Boak
Here was the other thing I was going to do when I got the email just now. Sorry, I'm trying to... What is a wigwam? A wigwam is a traditional Native American dwelling, typically dome or cone-shaped, built by bending poles into a hoop-like frame and covering it with bark, mats, or hides. Looks more, I said, like a teepee.
Yeah.
Like that. No, it's more hut-like.
Oh, like a hut.
Yeah, well, according to the picture here.
I just had a friend text me, my friend Alina. She said, I love wigwam.
Wigwam. Wigwam. I'm digging it now. I'm digging it. Yeah, Kim, are we on board with wigwam?
Yep.
All right, cool.
Yeah, it's good.
Who is Kim's challenger?
That'll be Holly Schilling from Old Henderson.
Hello. Old Henderson.
Hi, Holly.
Hi, Holly.
Hello, hello.
Did you have a good weekend?
Sure.
All right. Yeah, why not? Why not? Sure it was. It was okay. Still got all my fingers. Still got all my toes.
Uh-huh.
I survived it. Sure, it was good. That's fantastic. All right, you guys. I think you both know how to play the game, but buzz in nice and loud with your name if you think you know the answer, but do not blurt out the answer until we call upon you, because while you may think you got in first, chances are fairly strong that you might not have. Mm-hmm. And you don't want to give the other person the answer if they didn't know it and you did. First 1-3 wins the game. And your quiz master is the commissioner. Who knows why we call her the commissioner?
Because her last name's Gordon.
Because her last name is Gordon. The commissioner, the one, the only... Michaela Gordon.
Once married to Demi Moore and now to Mila Kunis. This funny guy said he lost out on roles. Uh-oh.
Somebody was cutting out, but did you get a feel for who that was? Who buzzed in? No. Who believes they buzzed in?
Kim.
Kim believes she buzzed in. Kim, what's the answer?
Ashton Kutcher.
Are we talking about Ashton Kutcher?
Yeah.
Yes, we are. What was the rest of that?
He was too good looking for some of the roles he wanted. I know. Don't say anything. Stop. I knew you were going to say it when I said the question. Just don't.
What would...
I don't know.
Why would he...
Don't know. I know.
Someone thinks highly of themselves.
Mm-hmm. I knew you were going to say this.
Just say. All right, good.
Yeah, okay.
One zip. Kim, who lives on... who used to live on Wigwam.
Your face said everything without you saying anything.
About Ashton, I knew you were going to do that.
Yes.
Come on, bro. What's he pushing? Why would he need to come out and say that?
Don't know, but it pleased me. This pop star was a musical guest on Saturday Night Live this week, but some of the F-bombs. Kim, I heard Kim.
It was a Kim again?
Heard it.
Sabrina Carpenter.
Is it Sabrina Carpenter?
Yes, it is. Ooh,
I'll watch for that.
Uh-huh.
Well, no, she did it already on Saturday.
Oh, I missed it.
It was this weekend.
Yeah,
so not for this week, technically, for this past
weekend. Yeah, this past weekend did happen.
All right, well, whatever. It all works out. Kim to Holly, we're not sure what she's doing. Yeah.
I don't know the answer.
Atta girl. All right, that's good.
Brandy had to leave the stage early during her performance.
Kim.
Holly.
Kim, with very little information, is going to throw out an answer.
I know.
Either Monica or the boy is mine.
You going to accept that?
Yeah. Because both, technically, but Monica was left on stage because Brandy was dehydrated.
To do The Boy Is Mine.
Yeah.
Part of The Boy Is Mine tour. Mm-hmm. Monica, yeah, we'll give it to her. And we have a brand new champion.
That was incredible.
Congratulations. Nicely done.
Wow.
Nice. Where's the okay, it's right there. Yeah, great job.
Come on, Kim.
I'm taken aback a little bit by all of this.
Same.
Good job, Kim.
My daughter's going to be so happy. She can't wait to see the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah,
I love that. I love that. Holly, you know what? You're awesome. It sounds to me like maybe we just had the wrong questions.
Yeah, it's all good.
Sorry, Holly.
You'll try again. I know. Yeah, we'll talk to you.
Yep, always.
We'll talk to you again. Have a good day.
Yep.
Have a day that is every bit as good as your weekend was. Because at the beginning, we asked her, how was your weekend? She, did you have a good weekend? She goes, yeah, sure.
Yeah, sure.
Great. So have a great day. Yeah, all right. I'll do what I can. Kim Boeck. So if you used to live at Wigwam in Pecos, but you don't anymore, where do you live now?
On Wagon Wheel.
All right. We'll throw another win on the board for Wagon Wheel. By the way, that puts them by themselves. Wagon Wheel goes to fifth place overall. That's their 12th win overall. And Kim Boeck, with her Jonas Brothers tickets, will join us again tomorrow on Michaela's Hometown Throwdown. Don't forget to answer your phone, like Symphony Hill.
When I'm getting ready in the morning,
while I'm getting dressed,
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
All right, Adrian, who's taking the 177-second survey?
That'll be Lisa Jackson from downtown Henderson.
Hey, that's you.
That's me.
You're 170.
Good morning.
Hi.
Good morning, girl.
When you say downtown Henderson,
I'm like maybe a mile from there. That's just an easy reference point.
I feel what you're saying. Mm-hmm. So it's not old Henderson.
Yeah, it is.
Okay. All right. That's not part of the 177-second survey. But
listen, I like when you guys talk like that because I still don't know where I am, and I'm from here.
Yeah. And it's funny that there are people like, what does it matter? It does matter.
Yeah.
It matters to me.
Matters
I like to know
too.
Where you are. I like to know where you are. Our little town's gotten big enough.
Yeah.
It's small enough that we all know each other. It's big enough that it takes a while to get to you.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, hey, Lisa, at the Jackson household, do you guys consider yourselves to be Halloween people?
Absolutely. My birthday is the day before, so I'm
Lord. So then the follow-up question of do you go all out, that's probably...
I do.
Do you already have your costume figured out?
Yeah, I'm just going to recycle one that I've used years ago. I'm
Cat.
Just
going to
be a pirate.
Cat. Sexy
a
nurse.
Pirate.
Pirate.
Yeah.
Love. How Scorpio of you. I love this.
Oh, naughty pirate, though, all bad, huh?
Yeah.
Duh.
A little bit.
Of course. Of course. So the average person, okay, this is crazy to me. This kind of life doesn't make any sense to me. The average person will spend just under 5 hours and 30 minutes pulling their costume together. Now, I'm assuming that's going out to get it, putting it on, to make up all in 5.5 hours. Hair and makeup take the longest. Do you believe all in... That pirate cut, the naughty pirate costume, has taken you 5.5 hours?
I would say less than that. It's not going to take me that long. I'm a planner.
What are the chances, scale of 1 to 10, what are the chances that you'll have to run out last minute to grab some finishing touches for your costume?
Nah, zero.
Says here 43.
I'm locked in. Like, I'm always planned ahead, so 40, I already know what I need.
43%. Are making a run to like Target or Walgreens, CVS.
Oh, 100%. I'm part of that percentage.
Yeah,
and also, it would take 5 hours because I wouldn't be able to find the costume for the first two. So I'd be like searching in my house and I'd be like, yeah, I found it after crying.
Yeah, I have kids, so I have to have everything planned out. I don't have time to spend 5 hours getting
it. I hear you. I hear you.
Icon.
Do you have it locked in, Michaela?
For Halloween this year?
Yeah.
No, I don't. No, I actually, no. Mm-mm.
I have a repurposed Captain America costume that I'm not sure if I still have. My wife asked me, we're filming Town Scary commercials at Channel 3 tomorrow. And my wife said, are you going to wear the Captain America costume?
Oh.
And I said, no, I don't think so. But I don't even know if we still have it. I don't think we do.
I'm telling you, it takes that hour and a half to look for the costume in your own home.
Do you decorate your house? You do, don't you, Lisa?
I do.
Do you believe you have the best decorations on the block?
No, because I went all out, decorated, and a windstorm came through, and it actually took a bunch of my
decorations. I'm sorry, dude. That sucks.
So the same people, there's one side of my street. So there's we're kind of like a rectangle. The shape of our neighborhood.
Yeah.
So there's right when you come in, if you take a left and on the left side of the street, that side of the street does a great job. Everybody else kind of, whatever. I don't even know what goes on the other side.
I love it.
But like down, after you take the right and you go down that straight stretch,
yeah,
there's nothing. My house, nothing.
That's hilarious.
Across the street from me, nothing.
Yeah.
The other people that are there, I'm not even sure if they know why this all happened. You know what I mean? Sometimes I see them looking around like,
yeah, that's called balance.
What's happening here?
Yeah.
Yeah, but that one part of the street up to the corner, there's like four houses that are amazing, and I kind of feel like they carry the load for all of us.
God bless them.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's always a couple of neighbors that do that for you.
All right, good.
Uh-huh. We salute you.
Who's going with you to Doja Cat?
I don't know yet. Oh. I got a little bit of time to figure that out.
Don't you start.
Yes!
Don't you start. Buchanan
Show. Good morning. It's on every morning when I wake up. Every morning. Wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
She's not lying. It's Halloween.
Yeah, we got time, baby.
Next year. She's got a year and 2 weeks to figure it out.
Yeah. Yeah, how can you prepare for that? Can't.
Or can't. Or I mean, you can.
Could.
Or
you just really have a little time to decide who you're going to bring.
Or you super can.
Yeah.
Which is great. Well, not if they're you, because you'd be like, no, I got plenty of time. And the next thing you know.
I'd have I'd miss the event. Because I'd be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, no, duh. October 28th of next year. You'd be like, oh, God, Doja Cat. Relationship Rehab is coming up next. Down the hall, Q100.5, our good friends down there, Bojo CO1, you know. They do a thing on, we used to do this. This used to be our show before Q came along. But so we've kind of passed it on to them, mm-hmm. which only makes sense.
Yeah.
Because it's an old school, you know, the Valentine's love affair.
Yes.
Baby. The Valentine's love affair, uh-oh. Baby. You know, it used to be us.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's them. So why wouldn't we help them? So tickets to go see Blackstreet, Genuine, Baby Bash, MC Magic, all the usual suspects.
Yeah.
Once a year, they come rolling through to Orleans Arena. Frankie J, Rosa, yes. The people's champ, Frankie J.
Uh-huh.
Who, by the way, wherever Frankie J goes, Baby Bash ain't far behind. And MC Magic, they were probably all in the car together.
Mm-hmm.
Smoke coming out the window. Rose Royce, GQ, Peaches and Herb, your free tickets for Relationship Rehab. Wait a minute. The wedding is BYOF.
Oh. What's that? BYOF.
Well, when I tell you, I think you'll understand their shock and surprise.
Okay.
The wedding is BYOF. Are you kidding me? And by the way, the person who wrote the email, and this is why I moved him to the front of the line, his name is Moose.
Oh.
His name is Moose.
Come on, Moose. He ain't
so if you know Moose in West Henderson, he's going to be on the radio. Coming up next.
Ladies and gentlemen.
I can tell you with me.
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Welcome. 8:03 on Monday morning. Today is the 20th. Man, how'd we get here? The 20th of October.
Insane.
2025. She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Thank you again to everybody who honestly, the entire weekend that we were able to come in contact with. Toshiba Plaza packed.
Woo.
Friday for the Aces championship celebration, which was amazing. And thank you for all the kind words.
Yes.
Because they tossed me the keys and said, get after it, bro. It was pretty fun. So our hosts, our in-arena hosts, CJ and Joe, pretty much handled the first hour. I did a little, you know, sponsor stuff and whatever.
Yeah, nice.
CJ and Joe did the hype. And then, you know, and then once the players showed up, then I got to take over, and then CJ and Joe came back around, also providing hype within, you know what I mean, in the middle
for
of
sure.
it. It was just, it was a really good show, and it was a fun show to be a part of,
That's awesome.
And it was really great. And then Saturday night, our buddies at Terribles took us to the Golden Knights game. In their suite.
Oh, it was awesome.
I didn't know they had a suite.
I didn't either. And I got to bring my dad, and I just found this video in my photo when I was looking for something in my album. It was Pride Night, which I didn't know until we got there.
Yeah.
And so I said, Daddy, it's Pride Night. And he literally looks at me and he goes, yeah? Well, I'm a metrosexual. Means I like big cities. And I was like, please stop talking to me. It doesn't even know what it means, but it was so stupid. He's just so dumb with his delivery. But he had such a good time.
That is truly a dad joke.
It's so stupid.
It's a dad joke. And then yesterday, Ride for Kids for Michaela, which was fantastic. They shut down. Dude, I didn't realize they shut down the freeway for you.
It was wild. So many riders raised $35,000.
Yeah.
It was incredible. The ride was beautiful.
Was there 100 bikes? Did they give you a number?
I don't know what the number was.
I'm sure it was
packed.
It looked like there was 100.
Yeah.
Like it was one of those deals. So I was going the other way on the 215. And I went, I think that's Michaela. But I wasn't sure.
I wish and you would have said hi.
Turns out it was not. Well, I'm doing 80 the other way and you guys are doing whatever. And I'm like, what the hell's going on? Because there was no traffic coming the other way.
Yeah.
And then there was one cop car and I'm like, president's not in town and why would they go that way?
Right.
You know, like what's going on?
Yeah.
Was there a big wreck? And then no. And then all the bikes. Amazing.
Oh, so cool.
NF Hope concert yesterday to battle neurofibromatosis. One of my favorite days of the year every year. It's truly one of the best shows that you will ever get to see in this town. I know I'm going to forget somebody, but Ashley Fuller, who sings in town.
Oh, I love Ashley Fuller.
The best. My buddy Kristen Hertzenberg, who used to be Christine in Phantom back in the day, she flew in for the show. Carnell Johnson, Golden Pipes.
So great.
Brought the house down. Lou Gazzara, who was a season 2 finalist on American Idol and just has a 5-octave range. He got a standing ovation. Like everybody got standing ovations.
Incredible.
The Faith Lutheran Choir, Brianna DeSantos. The band was fantastic. The whole thing was amazing. So thank you for a great weekend. And here we are on Monday, with Relationship Rehab. Moose, his name. Moose.
Love it.
I imagine he's a small feller.
You think?
He's a little guy. Or who knows? It could be his name. Could be a play on his name.
Uh-huh.
On his last name or something.
Yeah, I feel like that way.
But he's Moose in West Henderson. My friend is getting married next spring. She got quotes for catering companies that were in the thousands. One company quoted her $17,000 for her backyard wedding just for food and place settings.
God.
Well, depending on what you're doing.
No, for sure. It's just a lot of money.
Yeah. Yeah. So now she's sending out invites. Apparently, the save the date is ready to go to print.
Mm-hmm.
To ask people to BYOF.
No.
Bring your own.
Oh,
say it.
No.
Say it.
Food?
Yes.
Bring your own food?
Bring your own food.
Chet.
How tacky is this, says Moose? Or how tacky is this? How tacky is this? I don't know.
Oh, my God.
But you could, yeah.
What?
Yes, she will have a completely open and well-stocked bar. Okay? Because she's going to buy the booze, hire a bartender, do the thing. But would you attend a wedding if you had to bring your own food with you?
First of all, I wouldn't even know what to bring, let alone having to bring it. I hate this idea. Oh, no. I'm having a lot of feelings.
She's also not giving me a plus one, but that's a different story, says Moose. So Moose is already a little salty.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, which is what then now led to us getting this gem of a relationship
rehab.
Bring your own food, A. So I'm gonna throw in an additional question.
That's wild.
Would you go? Would you attend a wedding if you had to bring your own food? Or if you knew they weren't going to have food, right?
Mm-hmm.
B, have you ever seen such a thing?
Never. Bring your own food.
I'm just saying.
Maybe bring your own beer, but food, never.
I don't know. Moose, your whole plus one issue, that's your own. You guys got to figure that out.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have, you know, like you said, that's a different story. 702-364-9898. Q100.5. Well, I almost said our favorite sister, and that's not because that's funny that you can't have a favorite sister.
Yeah, true.
But then I also realized that could rub some feathers the wrong way down the hall, so I'm not going to say it. But we do love it, our friends at Q100.5. Valentine's Love Affair, Orleans Arena, Saturday, February 7th, which will be here soon enough. Pacific Concert Group does a West Coast tour. Blackstreet, Genuine, Baby Bash, MC Magic, Frankie J, Rose Royce, GQ, and Peaches and Herb.
So good.
You want to go for free, 702-364-9898.
So many questions about this.
The wedding is BYOF.
What?
Huh. How about that? What do you think about that?
God.
702-364-9898 right now.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
By the way, if this was Family Feud, number one answer on the board, hire a food truck.
Yeah.
And people are hot about it too.
Yeah, because this is insane.
Same thing like Jace do. For Christ's sakes. It's like, well, slow down.
Mm-hmm.
Slow down.
Yeah, I feel it.
Although food truck will go sideways too. Sadly, I don't know the ins and outs of running a food truck. Every time somebody has done that at an event, the food truck gets overwhelmed and you end up having to wait a long time for food. That I've never quite understood that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Why you can't bang it out. But again, I've never run one, so I don't get it.
Yeah.
The food has always been good when I've been in this situation.
Yeah.
But the food, I don't know that the food truck is always the answer. I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, I'd rather just hire multiple because I don't understand the rollout of people bringing their own food. And then you're like, okay, everybody, sit down, open your lunch boxes. Oh. It's time to eat. Like, that looks insane.
Open your lunch box.
It's lunch shot.
Well, here to explain it, our friend Ms. Robin, you did this at your wedding.
I did this for my wedding.
Explain.
Yep. Well, first picture it like a party with a wedding on the side.
Yep.
I rented a house. Family came up. So they didn't have to have a hotel. Had a pool. All my friends brought their kids. They went swimming. Had a party in the backyard. Had a wedding. We bought food. We bought cake. We bought drinks.
Oh, so you did have... Okay, well, wait a minute. That's different. You did have food there.
Some food. Not a lot. Oh. I was like, hey, if anyone wants to bring something, please bring it. And I had a bucket of KFC there someone brought. We had little finger sandwiches. You get from like, you know, Albertsons.
Okay. Michaela's stunned.
Don't make a face, Michaela. I can feel you.
No, nothing, nothing.
She can feel it through the phone.
No, you know why? Because this actually is making, okay, the way you're framing it doesn't sound as insane. Like, we had food, but it was more of a potluck situation. Everyone could eat, like, the community food. I'm originally thinking it was, like, individualized food.
Bring your own stuff.
But if you're all bringing one thing, like a potluck party, I'm understanding it better.
Don't bring gifts.
Right.
Is that what you did?
No, don't bring gifts? Some people brought gifts.
Yeah.
And, like, family gave money, so I kind of came out a little ahead.
Sure.
Money. Love that.
Yeah, and you threw the party.
I did.
Yeah, you should get
it was like buffet style.
At a rented house.
I don't hate that.
It ended at a good time.
Mm-hmm. And then it was buffet. Everything was just in the middle. Everyone went up, got their plate, sat down.
Having some wine.
Yeah, beer, okay. Whatever. I can get with this.
Our first draft of Amy, and maybe it was my first draft, of our wedding, was we were going to have... we were going to set up food stations in each corner, but it was all going to be like, Buffalo Wild Wings in one corner, In-N-Out in the other corner.
Yeah.
We were going to do it like that. But yeah, I mean, that's different than this, but I was just thinking of keeping it easy.
Yeah, but you were going to bring it.
Yeah, and we decided to do different.
Mm-hmm. Potluck style does not rub me wrong at all. I actually think it's pretty smart.
And I wonder if that's what she means, Moose. And by the way, we go back to Moose not getting a plus one. So maybe Moose is just a little salty, little salty about it. No food, BYOF, and I don't get a plus one.
Yeah, I'm pissed.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Robin, you're the best. Have a good time at the Q100.5 Valentine's Love Affair at Orleans Arena.
Have fun, Robin.
Now, Diana, I want to ask you, do you want to change your answer? Because you, it says here on my screen, you would not go to this wedding.
No, I wouldn't. If the food was not provided, why go? Especially if it's a strict, like, dress code, and they're like, you have to wear this, or you have to, like, look a certain way. Why do I have to bring food, too?
There's only certain ways you can pull off this bring your own food.
Yeah, like the way Robin said it, where there was like a pool, a hang, it's a potluck. But if you're coming
no
dressed.
No dress up.
Mm-hmm.
If it's like just like a potluck party and you're supposed to bring your own food, understandable because it's a potluck.
Right.
But if nothing is like being provided and they're telling you, I don't know. It doesn't sound right to me.
No, I hear you
there
too.
There was a member of this show for a long time that held firm to the idea that it is an exchange of goods and services. I will bring you a $75 gift, somewhere between $50 and $75.
Mm-hmm.
In exchange, I expect a meal for myself and my guest, and I expect a dance floor with music and potentially booze that I may or may not have to pay for.
Yeah, because, you know, even though she has and is providing open bar, someone like me doesn't drink, so what am I going to do? Have unlimited Diet Coke?
Just suck them down.
Kidney stones?
Yep.
No.
All the Diet Coke that you can cram down your neck.
Yeah, I'd rather have the food.
But again, potluck is the answer.
Yeah.
There can't, like Diana was saying, there can't be other restrictions on it. If you're going to make me dress up, I'm not bringing freaking hot dish.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't have to. I don't think you should have to.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
No, good job, Diana. Thank you. Lisa, you're out on this.
Yes, me personally, I'm married. I've been married for 13 years. We didn't have a big wedding. It was an eloping kind of thing. And I personally want to do, if I invite family or anybody, I'm going to be providing anything that's food, drinks, alcohol. It's, you're going to come celebrate me. So my love, my relationship. So I'm going to provide.
Yeah. We kept this our...
Could be old school. I mean, I feel like that might be a little bit old school, especially in these generations right now.
Yeah,
but I hear you. Especially, listen, Lisa's Armenian, I'm Italian. I couldn't even fathom us being like, bring your own food. Like, it just, like, culturally would not even make sense.
Or bring a dish.
Yeah, bring a dish for the... Mm-mm.
Yeah. If I was invited to a wedding like that, I'm not even sure I would go. I got kids, and it's just that's a whole lot of food.
100%.
Well, now if you're able to bring, if you're bringing cheeky nuggies for the kids, you know, then you don't have to fight that. Then you don't have to fight that battle.
Those dinosaur nuggets from Costco.
Yeah, one less battle you got to fight.
They're so good.
You know?
Actually, bring those.
Come on, baby.
That's just bizarre to me.
Literally,
yeah.
That's what our old producer, Maddie. Maddie used to call them cheeky nuggies.
I love it.
Do you? Because it's like nails on a chalkboard to me.
To you?
It's like literally you're 27 years old. Cheeky nuggies.
Really? I feel like you're not a baby chalk lover. I think it's cute.
I know. I know.
My kids love chicken nuggets too, those dino nuggets.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh, no.
And then if your niece or kids don't eat it, then you just eat it for them. And they're like, why am I eating this?
Put a couple drinks in me. I'll eat the whole bag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
True.
Whatever. Throw whatever in the air fryer. I'll eat all of it. It doesn't matter.
That's good.
But at the wedding, maybe not.
Yeah. I'm not into it. I'm a no.
That would be.
I'm a no, too.
And then if you're friends, so if you did do potluck and then you had a bunch of smart aleck friends, how amazing could that possibly be? Where, I'll bring a dish. Here's my Costco
dino
bag
nugs.
Of dino chicky nuggies.
That's it.
So good. So good. All right, Lisa, have a great day. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, nice job, everybody. Thanks, Moose.
Yeah.
Relationship Rehab, Chet Buchanan Show.
Las Vegas is waking up with the Chet Buchanan Show. Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. 98.5 KLUC.
I don't want to get into a whole thing about it, but I'm going back and forth on email right now.
Yeah.
With these guys. So on the night of the Aces Parade, remember my buddy Chucker was getting married down in Scottsdale?
Yes.
So, and he couldn't have been better about it. We talked, I want to say, on Tuesday.
Sure.
And he said, don't worry about it. You've got to be there. Go crush it. We'll celebrate another time.
Yeah.
You know, there's going to be plenty of people there anyway.
For sure.
I wouldn't get to see you, blah, blah, blah. So I cancel my hotel. Okay. Well, still, I was 24 hours, easily 24 hours.
Okay.
Almost 48 hours.
Uh-huh.
They want to charge me.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, right?
What's the reasoning? Do they have a are they like 72 hours?
I don't
just like
know.
Their policy. Some places, though, the fancier ones typically have, it's not 24 hours.
It's not. Experience, are the fancier ones better or worse? I never cancel.
I'm just saying the policy's different, where typically a lot of them are 24 hours if you cancel before, but some of them are like, hey, you have to do it within 72 hours.
72, yeah.
Which is like, ugh.
I feel so, like...
But do you find the fancier ones are more lenient or more strict?
More strict.
Really?
More strict. Because I'm assuming they want their cash.
Sure.
It's a more cash than a basic joint.
Strangely, in Scottsdale, I find booking hotels in Scottsdale to be an interesting experience.
Well, yeah, because a lot of them aren't. It's not like standard hotels. They're all boutiques or like.
Or they're not. Or they're totally not. You know what I mean? It's like a Hilton something or other. A Hilton blah, blah, blah Tuesday or whatever. It's just, yeah, it's just weird. And I kept getting all these, we've put a ticket in on this. And I'm like,
it's always a ticket.
Yeah, okay.
What's a ticket? What does that mean?
Okay, ticket.
To like
they were looking into it. And then I just got a thing that said, sorry, we can't refund you. And I'm like, refund? I never paid.
Just tell them your credit card got stolen.
What are you talking about? Credit card company.
No, let them know.
Then I got to get a new credit card. No, I'm not doing that.
All right.
No, but it's weird. And I'm not trying to call anybody out. Did I mention a name? I didn't mean to. Did I say Hilton?
No.
He said one of them.
Did I say Hilton?
They're not the only ones in Scottsdale.
I didn't mean to.
Scottsdale's got the weird ones, the Waldorf. Yeah,
had I known if we were going to do that.
It's like all the Vegas and Scottsdale. That's the place you'll see them.
I try to spoil my wife. My wife is not a frilly, fancy person, but early in our relationship, I don't want to say I took advantage of that, but I just went, she doesn't care. And I checked us into a, you know, good, not great.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and I could tell she was uncomfortable. I went, noted.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Place where you sleep, you want it to be kind of cozy.
Yeah, and not that she's bougie. She's not bougie. But I want to spoil my wife.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Of course.
But the problem is being in Vegas, even if you're not inherently trying to be bougie, hotels are just different here.
Yep. That
different experience.
No, that too.
We're not in Denver. We're not in Milwaukee. This is a whole different ballgame.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Although, it's funny you'd bring up Denver. I went to do a gig. I went to go host a thing there in Denver. And right across the street from the venue, this beautiful theater, right across the street was the Four Seasons. And I went, well, that's convenient. But I thought, I'm not going to spend. You know what I mean? I'm not going to do $500 in that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put all the money I'm going to make. I'll spend it on freaking a hotel.
Yeah.
And I found a deal that was like a two-night stay for $125 a night.
Nice.
And it was the coolest thing ever.
I thought
I'll get the crap room. And I had a view of the building next door, sort of. I had like a peekaboo view.
Uh-huh.
But who cares? And it was weird. It was one of those weird days in Denver where it was 70 degrees during the day. All of a sudden the weather changed and it was snowing.
Oh God.
And then where my room looked out was an updraft, so it was snowing up.
Oh my God, that's crazy!
It was snowing up, not down.
Yeah,
and it was crazy.
Listen, that's awesome. I also love that we apologize for being bougie. Like, sorry, I want a nice bed to sleep in that's potentially clean. My bad. Like,
well,
you can go bougie.
And can I call customer service for you? By the way, can I handle it? I'll get you a refund.
I got to be honest. I'm not even sure who these people are. They're just sending me emails.
Three. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! 901 on Monday morning. Look at us. It's the 20th day of October.
Look at us.
She's Michaela Gordon. He is Adrian Hernandez. Did you see the J-Lo stuff where she's like, I never felt loved by any of my exes. None. And it's all their fault.
I don't want to talk mess about
I do.
J-Lo because I love her. But girl, you can't tell me four men didn't love you right. You can't say four men did not love you right.
Just four. You know what I mean? It's way more than that.
Yeah.
So she goes, what I learned, here's what I'll tell you. If it's an interview situation, if it's whatever else, there's two J-Los.
Mm-hmm.
I agree with you. She has been fantastic to me on this show. I have a very good friend that was kind of charged with, he didn't realize what they were doing to him. But with her record company, when she became J-Lo.
Yeah.
And doesn't have a lot of nice things to say.
Listen, you know I've what heard I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I've so I believe there's myself. Two. I believe there's two.
Yeah.
So now presented without comment. You know what I mean? Presented without prejudice.
Sure.
Okay. J-Lo says what I learned, although I kind of already showed my cards, but whatever. what I learned is that it's not that I'm not lovable. It's that they're not capable. They don't have it in them. They need to appreciate the little person inside of them. They need to love them. Now, out of all, so what is it? Who did you, Mark Anthony, Ben twice?
Yeah. There was her backup dancer.
Ohani Noah. Oh, and then Chris, whatever.
Remember? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Chris, backup.
That's right.
Ohani Noah was just a dude, right?
Yeah, but he was really hot.
Right. Well, he's the one that's standing up for the exes.
Good.
Ohani Noah says, let me just say, stop putting us down. Stop putting me down with your victim card. The problem is not us, not me. The problem, you.
Oof.
Then he accused her of being unfaithful. You were the one who couldn't keep it in your pants. You have been loved, quote, loved a few times. You've been married four times and have had countless relationships in between. You've had good relationships. Me, for example. I was good to you. I'm too good of a man for you.
Woo.
Noah said J-Lo lied and cheated and chose fame and fortune over him. Mm-hmm. And yet she begged him to stay when he finally had enough. He left her because she didn't want bad press.
Oh, God.
He asked her to, quote, tell the truth for once. Oh, this is back to him. Tell the truth for once. Let people know that you are the problem. You should be embarrassed and ashamed of yourself. Here's the thing. Would you be more likely, honest to God, if she would have come out and said that?
Mm-hmm.
If she would have said, you know what I've learned? I'm not good at this.
Period.
I suck at this. Man, they were all really great. Of course, I loved them.
100%.
I wasn't mature enough. You know, whatever. And then whatever she says after that.
Because nobody cares that she's been married four times. No one's judging her. No one thinks anything like that.
True.
Well, I'm not.
I'm judging.
I'm not.
We're judging.
No. Well,
there's a lot of people judging.
Okay, fair. I'm not. Where I judge is like, girl, you can't really blame four men and not take any accountability. Like, they didn't know how to love the little me. It's you. Girl, you're the problem, baby.
Mark Anthony. Did we mention Mark Anthony?
Yes.
Your boy.
My boy.
Your boy brings his own Bud Light.
Yes, he does.
To
yes,
nowhere else.
In a red-white cooler.
You can't get along with Mark Anthony. You can't get along.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Like,
right
you don't
now.
Think there's anything wrong with you, Jay?
Not
That's
right. The thing. They're not capable. The little person inside of, what are you doing?
Yeah, I hate this. I hate it.
But if she would have flipped it and she'd have gone, you know what? I just suck at relationships. It's hard for me. It's hard to love me. It's hard to love me. I got a lot of things I got to work on.
She would have won us back.
We love redemption.
We love redemption. Her and Ben Affleck is redemption. I don't understand. Like,
no.
Be honest.
No. She beat him.
Crazy.
No, I don't know physically. I don't know about that part. But I mean, you know what I mean? She beat him down.
Yeah.
Poor guy. Exhausted.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not into it.
Yeah, I playing the victim. Good for Ohani Noah.
Yeah, I love
and
it.
Like, and then there is commentary with this. It says, I'm guessing Jennifer won't respond because, you know, who the hell is Ohani Noah? No, that's the guy. That is the guy. Because we all know. We all know. We know who Ohani Noah is because she married him.
Mm-hmm.
And she tried. There was something in her that was trying to. Okay, let me try this with somebody who's not a celebrity.
Right.
Let me try this with somebody who's not in showbiz.
Yeah.
Oh, that didn't work either. And she cheated on him.
That's crazy.
He said she cheated on him.
Yeah, I remember hearing enough. That. You're going to say something. I feel like he's been quiet for a long time. And sure. He's finally like, okay, like stop lying on all of us.
Problem is you.
Yeah.
Wild. I don't know. Just wanted to stretch out on that a little bit. My favorite part of it, Michaela's like, I'm not judging. Adrian and I immediately go, we're judging. Always. Judgy or not, thank you for listening to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Ordinary people, extraordinary lives. The Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
It's always funny because I never know who you come across because you spent time in Hollywood, spent 20 years.
Yeah.
In Hollywood, so I never know who you know and who you don't know.
Yeah.
Did you ever come across Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard?
Yes. And they're wonderful.
Tell the story.
They're so nice. When I did stand-up comedy, I had a night at the Laugh Factory, and there was a girl that I did shows with. Her name is Jackie. I'm blanking her last name, and she's hilarious. She was also an American Idol. And they were friends with her, so they would sometimes come to the shows.
Got it.
And they were lovely, so supportive, so down to earth. Great.
So I did a corporate gig where she was the attraction. And part of my hosting was 45 minutes on stage, no monitors. So we couldn't really hear each other very well. So there was a lot of, I'm sorry, what did you say? but we've kind of figured it out. And we moved our chairs closer together. And because that's her.
Sure.
She was totally into it about like, well, we can't hear each other, so let's move our chairs closer together.
Yeah.
And I'll really read your lips. But also before we went on, they flew her in, she landed, got in a car, went to Mandalay Bay, went backstage. We went on stage, we shook hands, she left back to the plane because she wanted to be with the kids.
Oh, I love that.
And it was a Sunday afternoon even.
Mm-hmm.
You know, something, you know how those conventions.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I understand what happened here. I think you will understand what happened here. There's a number of people. Here's the headline. Kristen Bell's anniversary message to Dax Shepard is giving women the ick.
Oh, God.
She posted a picture of them hugging with the caption, happy 12th wedding anniversary to the man who once said to me, I would never kill you. A lot of men have killed their wives at a certain point. Even though I'm heavily incentivized to kill you, I never would.
Oh, God, wait, she's getting heat for this?
Yes.
Look, I just have a lot of dark humor in me. I feel like I could hear her saying this.
I get them. Total oversight. So somebody said, may this type of relationship never find me. Okay, that's not, nobody's killing anybody. They love each other.
Yeah, why would you take that literally?
To the depths. Like, and honestly, I didn't understand it. I didn't understand her relationship with him.
Yeah.
Because I didn't understand the him part of it.
Yeah.
Then after you get a little time with her, he makes perfect sense.
Totally.
Here's the kicker on this. It's Domestic Abuse Awareness Month, but who can keep track of everything?
Listen, I think two things can live in the same place You guys, oh God, I don't even know what to say. I'm going to put my foot in my mouth.
But. We'll get heat just talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. We understand that. And I understand that. And I understand where that comes from.
There's nothing funny about domestic abuse, obviously.
No.
But I think they're two totally different things.
But Kristen Bell and Dax Shepard.
Yeah.
And he, yeah.
Who are comedians.
And weirdos.
So weird. So weird.
Awesome. Deliciously hot weirdos.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
The more you know before we go, do you know what the... I have to reverse engineer this question. Do you know what is the most studied TV show or movie of all time? In 2012, they found that there had been more than 200 academic papers published on one particular TV show or movie. In second place was the Alien movies with around 90 papers published. This has had more than 200 academic papers published. And do you even have a guess, even a sniff of a guess of what it might be?
Friends.
That was my thought.
Okay, is that crazy or you agree?
I agree. It's not the right answer.
Okay, good.
Seinfeld, I thought maybe.
Yeah.
Because there's layers.
Yeah.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer. But yeah, and it makes sense that in 2012, just because the people that were into it were really into it.
Yeah.
And I think it just became something that people studied.
That's wild.
That people were really into.
Okay, fine.
If you're a magician, you already know this. I did not realize this, but it makes sense. There's no copyright. There's no patent protection on magic tricks. If a magician invents a trick, anybody's free to use it.
Oh my.
You just have to figure out how it's done. That's why magicians don't sue each other. Same thing with comedians. There's an unwritten code. You don't steal other people's tricks. You don't steal other people's jokes. The jokes part is so hard. And, you know, and I mean, our boy I know there are people that just hate Carlos Mencia. He's a sweetheart. And I know that there are others who will say otherwise.
Yeah.
But man, it's tough. It's just, I'll just say it.
I love that you said that. It's really, really hard.
Radio bits, you know,
yeah.
Jokes, all of that. Mm-hmm. I mean, songs. When people go, well, that song that we did 40 years ago, they copied it because it's got the same bass line. Well, there's only so many notes.
True.
There's only so many words.
I agree.
Okay. Thank you. I'll get off my... You know what? We should probably...
No, that was beautiful.
Probably I've said enough. Said thank you. Good night, everybody. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. And God dog it, we love you. Man, that's awesome. Have an amazing day. Follow me on social at Chet Buchanan, ChetBuchanan. Follow us at 95 KLUC. Adrian?
Yes, sir. If you could be so kind, be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Heavyweight Radio. Plus, Unlikely with Adrian Hernandez, creeping and crawling to 150,000 subscribers. Thank you to anyone who listens and subscribes. New episode right now that is available with WWE superstar Damian Priest.
And Michaela Gordon.
Follow me at Michaela Gordon, MikaLaH.
Yeah, make sure you call somebody today and tell them you love them, because you never know. Boy, it popped out a couple of folks in our world. Kendra, who used to work in our office last week. Q, who worked down the hall. Guy named Q.
Oh, my gosh.
Q's one of those rare people that you will never find somebody who has a bad word to say about them. And it just, you never know. So make sure you tell somebody, if you love them, tell them. Yeah. And you know what? And give somebody just a boost today. Tell them they're doing a good job. You never know what kind of an impact that's going to have. Believe this. Great things are just about to happen. And know this. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Bears, right?
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.